פרק טס, סעיף למד בייס. מחצלת קשורה בחוטים. If you've got a cover or a canopy, it is קשורה בחוטים. It's joined with strings. מחצלת אי קילה שלא היה בהם מערב שבת ריחב פסח. If you've got some cover, it is made out of nylon, plastic, or it's made out of cloth, no difference. It wasn't open at Pesach before Shabbos. So you've got a problem on Shabbos to open it, because it's not considered to Tosefes oil. Now, im ein kshurim el ha-miskeret shel ha-oil mib'oid yoyim, ve-gam mechuboyim lehem chutim, she'al yodom efshar limshoch et ha-machelet, az machatzeles oy ha-kilo, ul-forosom, מותר לפרוס עשום בשבת, אופן ארעי, ואין בזה עשר אפיוס אויל ארעי. He says like this, we're discussing a cover which is made with a frame. The way to put it on is by to joining the cover to the frame. Now, to call it done before Shabbos is only if we see it part of the frame before Shabbos. Like we say, if you've got a hinge joint onto a hood, let's say, or to a door, we allow you to open it. If this cloth, this cover, is considered joined to the frame before Shabbos, we say that is considered already made before Shabbos. You're allowed to go and cover, use it for a cover. But if you don't see it part of the frame before Shabbos, we can't say you're allowed to cover it on Shabbos because you're doing a new cover. So we have to know when do we consider it part of the frame, and when do we not consider it part of the frame. So it says like this, it's a little machlokes rishonim, it's a machlokes rishonim, but we take on the chatchila korbanim, we'll see later on, but you have it, take on that we should have it joint with a string to the frame before Shabbos. If it is joint to the frame before Shabbos, and it's got a string which you're able to see that it's ready to go and pull it along with the string, then we say it's considered part of the frame and ready to be used to pull along. You need two tnoim. You need it to be joined to the frame before Shabbos. And also you need a string which is joined on at the end of this cover, which shows us that it's made to go and pull it along with this string in order to go and be covered with it. So we need two tnoim. It should be joined on to the frame and should have this string which shows us that it's made to pull it along. So yeshe tiru kosh hoyu kshurim erev Shabbos lemiskeret af poifin shloye bem chutim lemoishcha bahem. The Chazanish takes on that even if you don't have this string to go and pull it along with, it's enough that it is joined to the frame. I mean, the others say mishaburah mashma that you need both tnoim, you need also to be tied on and also to have this string in order to pull it along with. But the Chazan Ish says that it is enough, it's joined to the frame, even if it doesn't have this string which you're able to pull it along with. Stirat oil arai, if lamed gimel. Kol oil sha'osa lenatoisoi, osa lefarkoi. Any oil which we don't allow you to put up, we don't allow you to break down. Mishum Issa Stiras oil. Mishum Tolda Shemelecha Sisa. The same as you're not allowed to build, you're not allowed to take it down. So there's no difference between building and taking down. This is the Issa from Boina, this is Issa from Sisa. You are Boina or oil, or you're Sisa in oil. So any oil which we don't allow you to put up, we don't allow you either to pull down. So if Lama Dalet, Stirat Tosefes Arai. If you want to go and take down a Tosefes Arai, we learned before that to go and do Tosefes Arai, you're allowed to add on. So there was already a Tefach there, and you want to add on to this Tefach, you're allowed to do that if it is a continuation Arai, that is not permanent. Oyel Arai, Shoye by Tefach Miboy Joim, Vehemshech Lenatoisei B'Shabbos Asmacha Hetesh on Tosefes Arai. An oil eye which had a tefach before Shabbos. And therefore, if you had a tefach before Shabbos, you're allowed to continue it. You're allowed to continue it, to pull it along. So that's what he did. He pulled it along on Shabbos and made it completely covered the surface. Motel is torah at the surface of Zubah Shabbos. You'll have to go and take down this extra. I mean, if it was a tefach, you'll have to go and take down all what you did on Shabbos till and leave a tefach, because you're doing the same thing, the same as you'll have to put up after it is already a tefach. You'll have to put up the second part, the tesefes. Same things, you're allowed to take down the tesefes. So if it is already been a tefach before Shabbos, same as you're allowed to put, go further and pull it along and cover it. You're allowed to take down and leave a tefach for a cover. Aval im erev Shabbos hoya kol ha'oil poros, im erev Shabbos the whole cover was there, and he didn't have only a tefach, but it was covering completely. Ein listoy the soisoy b'Shabbos afim shai bo tefach. If on erev Shabbos that it was completely covered, one should not take off the cover and leave a tefach. According to the Chaznish, that's not allowed. Even though we allow you to add on, that's only if you add on what was made on Shabbos, adding on. What you add on Shabbos, you have to take down on Shabbos. So if on Shabbos you add on from a tefach to the whole cover, then you can take it down to the tefach, till the tefach. But if before Shabbos it was already completely covered, to take it down, we see it as if you're making a complete seifa. You're completely breaking it down. Not only are that extra you're breaking down, so we don't allow you to do it according to the Chaznish. In the footnote, he says, according to the Avnei Nezer, that's also allowed.